The director and CEO of Vito Intervac suggests the introduction of vaccines to provide protection from COVID-19 is key to slowing the spread of the infection. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, a presentation of WonderWorks Canada. I'll be back in a moment.
For computer data file recovery and repair, visit filerepair.net. That's www.filerepair.net to rescue your data. Results guaranteed.
The Vaccine and Infectious Disease Organization has developed a COVID-19 vaccine that's been shown effective in ferrets, is currently safety testing the vaccine in animals, and is hoping to move into human trials by fall. Vito Intervac Director and CEO Dr. Volker Gertz says, as the pandemic continues to spread around the world and people are dying, time is the most critical factor, so every effort is being made at every opportunity to fast-track the development of vaccines.
So I think what we're seeing globally is that until we have a vaccine, we have to mostly depend on public health guidelines, so wearing masks, social distancing, no gatherings and all these things, hand washing and so on. And, you know, while there is a few antivirals that are coming out now and they look very promising, so these are drugs that can be given to individuals with a disease, they might help in getting you out of the hospital quicker. They might help in preventing you to go into ICU. But they're not really helping in controlling the disease overall. What you really need to have is what we call a sufficient level of herd immunity. So lots of people that have a good immune response to it, and then we can see that the virus spread is going to slow down. And so to get to herd immunity, we need people to get vaccinated with it. And so once that is happening, once these vaccines are available, then we will see that the disease spread is going to slow down.
Dr. Gertz notes there's currently more than 100 vaccine technologies being developed around the world. He predicts by the end of this year or early next year, we'll start to see the first few technologies becoming available for targeted higher risk populations and for the general population over the spring and summer of next year. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.